a jovial beggar man, a begging he was bound, and he did seek his living in country and in town, with a long staff and a patched coat, he pranced along the path. And by report of many a one, he was a proper lad. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. He came unto a farmer's gate, and for an alms did crave. The maid did like the beggar man, and good relief she gave. She took him by the lily hand, and set him to the fire, which was as well as tongue could tell, or heart of man desire. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. A curious mess of furmity for him she did provide, with a lovely cup of nut brown ale and sugar sops beside. When he thus found the maiden's love, and got so good a prize, it made his instrument to move, and spirits for to rise. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. Sweetheart, give me some lodging that I all night may stay, or else give me my answer that I may go my way. The maid went to the haymow and fetched a bottle of hay, and laid it behind the parlor door on which the beggar man lay. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. Resolve me, said the maiden, if that you will or can, for I do verily believe thou art a gentleman. In truth, then, said the beggar, my parents, they are poor, and I do seek my living each day from door to door. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. 'Tis pity, said this maiden fair, that such a lovely lad should be a beggar's only heir, a fortune poor and bad. I wish that my condition were of the same degree. Then hand in hand I'd quickly wend throughout the world with thee. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. When he perceived the maiden's mind, and that her heart was his, he did embrace her in his arms, and sweetly did her kiss, and with one free and joint consent, he pricked her master vein. And liking well this lesson new, he struck it up again. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. In lovely sport and merriment the night away they spent, in Venus games for their delight and both their hearts content. The beggar man was nettle-proof, in shooting did not miss. touched the mark, she sweetly did him kiss. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. Betimes in the morning, then, as soon as it was day, he left the damsel fast asleep and nimbly budged away. When he from her an hour was gone, the damsel she did awake. And seeing the beggar man not there, her heart began to ache. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. Then did she sigh and wring her hands, the tears did trickling pour, for losing her virginity and virgin's maiden flower. When 20 weeks were come and gone, her heart was something sad, because she found herself with barn and does not know the dad. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. There is, I see, no remedy for what is past and gone, and many a one that laughs at me will do as I have done. Then did she take her milk pail and flung it over the wall. Oh, the devil go with my milk pail, the maiden head and all. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead smooth and high, and he was the bravest beggar man that ever I saw with eye. You maidens fair, where'er you are, keep up your store and goods, for when that some have got their wills, they'll leave you in the suds. Let no man tempt you nor entice, be not too fond and coy, but soon agree to loyalty, your freedom to enjoy. His cheeks were like the crimson rose, his forehead